Ovlam the mele shamet minay, but don't we know like this anyway? Rashi, b'tzniyah midich sev kodesh yischol Hashem reishis v'osai kitruma heim loy u'shramina truma nami yav kodesh Hashem. I'll call upon the posh, the pasuk is going on both. True is going on Yisrael, but mashma is also going upon the truma. So for Takasha, truma says kodesh Hashem, so truma should also be maimim gavoya then. Tumor says tirgum arava. Ravin Saba, the older Ravin said, Kaime de Rav, O Makro, who, Beviyosu Yehe. It says the extra word, Kodesh Lashem, who? Rashi, O Makro Gabi Maisa Lashem, who? Beviyosu Yehe Lashem. By Maisa Sheni, it says the word, who? My Lashem, who? So from the word, who, it's not only from the Jerusha Kodesh and from Lashem. Even though it would say the word Kodesh and Lashem, it could still mean Mum and Hedyet. Only here it says the word who means Beviyosin Yehei, it still remains Kedusha. That's why only Maisa Sheni, Rav Meir holds, has a din Kedusha that's called Mamam Gavoyi Kibbe Mekadosh your wife with it. But other Trumas, you could. So the kids, so that's the Machlokes by Maisa Sheni, is it called Mamam Gavoya? Then you can't be Mekadosh your wife. And if Yudah says no, it's called Mamam Hedyet, that you could be Mekadosh your wife. Just if you did a Beshogig, that means you didn't tell her, then it's a toys. Because she thought you're giving her good fruits that she could eat anywhere. Later, when she finds out it's Maisa Sheni, she could only eat it in Yerushalayim, it's a tois. So therefore, the Kedushin is no good. But if you tell her clearly, I'm marrying you with Maisa Sheni, if you don't, she's Mekadeshes. The next Machlokes we had was, what if you marry her with Hegdish? Because there it's the opposite way. It says, of the Hegdish, the Meizei Kiddish, B'Shegigle Kiddish, Dibur of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds, if you Mekadesh your wife with something that's Hegdish, money or fruits that Hegdish, it depends. If you do it for Shegeg, she's like Kiddush. But it means if you didn't tell her, so then she doesn't want it, it's a toyus. But if you do it for Mezid, then we say Kiddush. If she accepts it, she says okay, then the Kedushin is good. We have you do Ayman know, for Shegeg Kiddush. Only if you do it for Shegeg is it Kiddush. Like we'll soon see, because if you have Hanor from Moyes Hegdish for Shegeg, you're over the Yisra Mila, so it's Yosel Chulin. If it's Yosel Chulin, it's like you'd be Mekadosh with Chulin, therefore she's Mekadoshes. Mashenkin b'mezid like Kiddush. If you're Mekadosh of b'mezid, you tell her, and you know about it, so it's not Yotzel Chulin. So it comes out you're being Mekadosh with Emes the Hegdish, you can't marry with Hegdish, it's also Banor, it doesn't belong to you. The Kash is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. How could Rabbi Yehuda say that if you're Mekadosh b'Hegdish, b'mezid, it's Mekadoshes? Now we'll have to see. Yeah. I mean, the Kash in Rameya, I mean. Rameya says, if you're Mekadosh b'mezid, it's Kiddush. Now we have to understand why. We'll soon see. Yeah. Talmud says, Omer Rav Yaakov. Yaakov said, Shamat minod Rav Yechanan. I heard from Rav Yechanan Tarti. Heard over two halachas. Shigagas maisad Rav Yehuda. That Rav Yehuda says, B'maisa sheni, if you do it b'shegeg, it's like Kiddush. Rav Yehuda holds. That b'shegeg is no good. The name that he says, she's Mekadeshes. But if you give a maisa sheni b'shegeg, you don't tell her. You're giving a maisa sheni, it's in the mukdeshes because it's a mistake. Weiter then hegdish, then shigras hegdish to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that if you're mekadesh b'mezid, it's mukdeshes. The hegdish b'mezid is here. Rabbi Meir holds if you're mekadesh b'mezid, it's mukdeshes. But if you do it b'shegeg, it's like kiddush. So what's the reason? Once you see b'mezid, it's mukdeshes. So why b'shegeg is it like kiddush? So we have to have a reason. Why Hegdish B'Shegig is not Kiddush, and why Maisa Sheni B'Shegig is no Kedushin. So Rabbi Yaakov says, oh, we heard from Rabbi Yechanan the reason of these two. Now, Shneyem Ein Ishim Eskadeshes Ben. Now, Chodo, one reason is Lefi Shein Isha Reitzah, because the lady, she herself, doesn't want it. Therefore, it's called the Toys Yefulda. Like, if she would have known what it is, she wouldn't have taken it. So one of these, either for Hegdish or for Maisa Sheni, is because she doesn't want it. The chod, and the other reason is the fi shein shneiyam roitzim. Both of them don't want it. V'lo yadan haiminayim. I forgot to know which one. Which one of the svara say if you're mekadesh b'shegig with maisa sheni? Do we say there the svara both don't want it, not the husband and not the wife? Or else no, maybe by hegdish the svara is that neither of them really want to be mekadesh with hegdish. That's why she's on the mekadeshes. But it could be by Maisa Sheni, the husband, what does he care about it? He's happy. He's not doing an Issa. He's giving his wife Maisa Sheni. There's no Issa involved. She gets to lead it in Yerushalayim. There's only a Smara. She's not happy about it.
because she got the raw deal, because now she could only eat it in Yerushalayim. So it was Masufik, which one of the two is the reason that both don't want, and which one of the reason that only she doesn't want? So Rabbi Yirmiyah says, let's see. Let's take a look, let's think into this. One svar is Maisa, when you Mekadesh with Maisa Sheni, Ihi lo nichala lo mishum tircha diyurcha. I can understand that the wife, she's not happy. Like, she thought she's getting good fruits. So she took it for Kedushin. Later, when she finds out that it was Maisa Sheni, she's got the raw deal. She's not happy about it. Now she's going to have to take these fruits up to Yerushalayim and eat it there. So for her, it's called the Nekach Tois. She doesn't want the Kedushin. But Iyu, Luchur, upon as far as the husband goes, why not? Nichalei, the Nikmeisa son of Mela. He's happy. He got a wife. For this Maisa Sheni, he got a wife. He's very much happier. Like, he's happy. He got rid of his Maisa Sheni, and he got a wife in exchange. So the husband only gained on the deal. That's one svar to say. That why b'shoigig by Maisa Sheni is it no good? The svar has to be is that she got gypped. And she's not nicha, it's a toys by her. But not as far as the husband goes. And the other way, the Hegdish. Ela Hegdish, the svar should be, tavayila nichaluhu. Both of them do not like what's going on here. In other words, the husband gave her money. The husband thought it was his own private money. Later, when he finds out the money was Hegdish's money, the husband also doesn't like that he did an Avera. He doesn't like it in his Chalo Hegdish Ayodayu. He doesn't like the fact that he took out Hegdish's money and gave it to be Mekadesh and issue with it. It's an Avera. So maybe the husband doesn't like it either. So therefore, he did it by mistake. But later, when he finds out about it, both don't like it. First of all, the Isha doesn't like it that she got Hegdish. She doesn't want Hegdish. And second, the husband also doesn't want. He did an Avera. He's also not happy about it. That's one svara to say that by Hegdish, both of them don't like it. Trashi dinechel Hegdish yadayu shudaber iser. It's also to do this. Of the Koran akosiv moile moal. The pasuk says you over nisan mila if you have enjoyment from Hegdish. V'im kedushin hein, and if the kedushin is mirichal. Like let's say because they're over the nisan mila, it's yotzel achulin. And therefore it's regular money, but a rain is chalo, shazuhi aitsosu, kishasiyav meshuz gavoya, nosnulo. But I call upon that there didn't have an avera involved here. So since an avera was done, that's the svar that even the husband should not be nichu with this kedushin. So lachuru, that's the svar, should be from Rabbi Yechanan. That my sesheni is, she doesn't like it, and Hegdish, both of them don't like it. This thing was said back, no. Rabbi Yaakov on the ipcha mistavra. Rabbi Yaakov said back, no, I could say a svar just the opposite. So the Zabiaka was the first one that said he heard over from Yerchan in these two reasons, and he doesn't know which one. So Rav Yirmiyah said, like, what's your suffix? What's your doubt? Pshita, this is the way you should think. So Yaakov says, no, I have a right to think the other way also. That's why I have a doubt. What's the other way to think? If Chomestav, the Svar could go just the opposite way also. There's a Svar the other way also. Nila Yikula Meima, can't I say that Maisa by Maisa Sheni, Ihi Lainichalo, Mishom Tircha de Yurcha? True. She doesn't like it because she got a raw deal. She could only eat these fruits in Yerushalayim. She didn't have to travel. And Iyo Lainichal, like I tell you, the husband also doesn't like it. Mishom Unsa de Yurcha. Because of Anainus, what happens on the road? Like, even on the Tzadik Dushin is good, that's only if she's going to get to Yerushalayim and be able to eat it there. But let's say something happens to the fruits on the way up there. So the Maisa, she never got fruits that she could eat. So the Kedushin is not chal then. So the husband also is going to have to watch it to make sure these fruits reach Yerushalayim. So he's not nicha with such a Kedushin. Maybe the husband also does not like this Kedushin. Try to turn over. Like Rashi says here, Mishomunsa diyurcha, the Alkochach unsa diyurcha. If anything happens on the road, the way up to Yerushalayim, Olei Ramya, it's upon the husband to pay for it. Sheha Maisa rein by kan shava pruta. Outside Yerushalayim, Maisa Sheni is not worth anything. She only has the right to eat it in Yerushalayim. Even if you sell it now, the money has Kedusha, also has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. And you can only marry your wife if you give her Sheva Pruta. Hilkach, he had the Yodim Ikor, if the husband would have known the Meister who, Kivon de Boyle Kabuli Alei Unsa, the Yochit, he has to take the Chrayis. To make sure she brings it to Yerushalayim, he wouldn't have married her with this. So, kids, that's a svara to say the husband does not like Maisa Sheni either. Mashenka, the Gemara says, Ella Hegdish. Mashenka, if the husband married her now with Hegdish, so Bishleima Ihi, Bishleima the husband, Lenichala, the wife, Lenichala, the Nischal Hegdish al Yoda. She's not happy what's going on.
that her kedushin was through hegdish, that yotzel chulun. Now she doesn't like that. Ela ihu mila nichle. But the husband, what does he care about it? The nikta is the son of Mela. He was mekadesh his wife like this. In other words, he really the aver was b'shegig, so maybe it doesn't bother him so much. He thought it was his own money. Later, when it comes out the money was Hegdish's money, true, he didn't have Aries over the Yisra Mila, but it was B'shegig. So since it was done B'shegig, maybe the husband doesn't care. Lamaisa, I got a wife, so he's happy the fact he made Kedushin with his wife. Maybe by Hegdish it doesn't bother him. Like maybe the man has no other money. So if he wouldn't have married her with this money of Hegdish, he couldn't have married her. So maybe the husband is as happy. So therefore it could be the one that doesn't want the Kedushin is only she and not him. So that's where Rabbi Yaakov had a suffix, which way is the Svara? Either by Maisa they both don't agree, or by Hegdish they both don't agree. That's why he had a pre-doubt. Now the Gemara says, "Boi minei Rav and Rav Chizda." Rav asked the Shalach from Rav Chizda, "Isha ein miskadeshes mos ma'u shiyos lechulim." In the case, let's see here, b'shoigig. We're saying everybody agrees, though. We're questioning whether both don't agree or only she doesn't agree. But the kedushin is not chal. The man gave her moyis of hegdish b'shoigig. He didn't tell he's giving it to her hegdish. So she thought she was receiving regular money, and it ended up with money shel hegdish. So we say the kedushin is not chal. Now that the Kedushin is not chal, that money, is that money Yotze L'chulin? Was there an Yisra Mila done with that money? Or maybe no. If the Kedushin was chal, then it's called you had enjoyment from money of Hegdish, you're over the Yisra Mila, it's Yotze L'chulin. The money goes L'chulin, you have to pay new money to Hegdish. But now that we say anywhere the Kedushin is not chal, because she's not nichu with it, so if the Kedushin is not chal, maybe it's not called you had enjoyment from it. So maybe the money is not Yotze L'chulin, it remains Hegdish. That's the Shiloh. Moyes smash yas lechulin. Omalei, so he answers back, no, the money does not go out lechulin. Isha ain't miskadeshes, since the Kedushin is not chal, moyes heich yas lechulin. How could this money go out lechulin? Moyes of Hegdish only goes out lechulin if you have enjoyment from it. If you're over the Yisra Mila, that b'shoigig you took enjoyment from Hegdish, so that's the new halacha, that the money goes out lechulin. But only if you had enjoyment from it. Here it's not called you had enjoyment from it though. Because here it's called the Kedushin of that chal, so therefore the money still remains Hegdish. Have you also lechulim? Right, boy minei Rav Chiya Baravin Rav Chizda. He has to shout like this. Boy minei Rav Chiya Baravin Rav Chizda. The Nechamai. What's the melacha like this if you sold? If you sold something with Hegdish. Rashi. Lokach ha-chefetz b'moyes Hegdish. B'shoigig. You went to buy something, you went to buy a table, and by you paid with money, and by mistake you used Hegdish's money. So the Rabbi Meir Kona Lekona. What's going to be look according to Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir is the one that says the Hegdish. That Lekiddish, Rabbi Meir says, the Hegdish remains the Hegdish Lekiddish, right? Rabbi Meir. If you just like if you're Mekadesh and Isha with the money shall Hegdish, B'shegeg, the Kedushin is not Chal. What's going to be by Mecher? Let's say you pay for the chair with the money that's Hegdish. You thought it was your own money. Later you find out it's money shall Hegdish. So what do we say? Do we say you still have das that the Mechira should take place? Because really the Mechira could take place. Because since you were Shegeg, so the money goes out L'chulin. If the money goes out L'chulin, the sale could take place. Just you over the Yisra Mila, you have to pay money back to Hegdish. On the other side is no, maybe the person is not Nicha, that money should go out L'chulin because of him, and it's a Mekach Tois. So what's going to be the Lacha by Mecha? Do we say you have das for the Mechira to take place? Or maybe no, here also it's a Mechach Tois. Omalei, he answered back, after Mecha Lekona. Yes, a Svar here also. The one that like sold it, it's a Mechach Tois. I would have never accepted to take money of Hegdish. I want regular money. I don't want money of Hegdish to say I was a Gorim, that an Yisra Mila should take place. So of course it's still called the Mechach Tois. Therefore the money still remains Hegdish, and the sale goes back. Eitz, we have a cash on this. And the locha, chen v'ni kabalabayis. A chen v'ni the storekeeper, the same locha like kabalabayis, divu Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehudu Aymano, chen v'ni the storekeeper, kil shuchani. He's like the money exchanger. Now, Rashi says like this, the case is, chen v'ni kabalabayis, mishni hi b'mila. There's a mishni mesech demila. Now, the case is, Gizbor, he's the owner of Hegdish, he has money shal Hegdish, hamafkid moyes eitzu shuchani. He led a shochani, that's a money exchanger, hold on to a barrel of money, a bag of money belonging to Hegdish. So it's like this. In Tzrurin, if the bag was tied up, wrapped up, so then the locher is lo yishtamish behem. Then like a regular pikodin that's wrapped up, so the shochani has no right to use it. He's not allowed to use it. Lefikach, therefore, im hoitzi, if the shochani does use it, loymar la gizbar. The gizbar is not over the yistamilah. Because when the gizbar gave it away, he gave it away in a way that the person was not supposed to use it. So he has no right to use it. Therefore, the gizbar is not over the yistamilah. El shochani. It's only called like the shochani, the middleman, the money man, he's taking it out. What about v'yimutarim? Let's say when the gizbar gave this money, was an open bag of money, then Allah yishtamish bim. That's the law. If I give you an open bag of money to watch for me, and especially if you give it to the man, to the money man, the money exchanger, he's allowed to use this money. So Kuba says the gizbar like gave it to him, so he's using it because the gizbar said okay. So it comes out like the shochan is like a shliach for the gizbar. And by milu we say yeshliach the bar zayram. Therefore, the fikach might see mol hagizbar. The gizbar is over the yisamila. The b'shusa yavit, because the shechani is doing with the shusa the gizbar. The nadiya, the shechani tzarach lemoyes, because the gizbar knows the shechani needs money. Always. Avu balabayis, let's say the gizbar gave the money to a regular balabos to hold. Benkach liyishtamish bim. Then you have no right to use it. It's only if you give it to a shechani, a man that uses money to exchange money, him you know he's going to use the money. But if you give it to a private person to hold on to, he's not supposed to use the money. Therefore, the lava daita dachi afkidinu gabein, the stam balabayis ainu mishtamish tamim b'mayis, the thing is, amayis balabayis smoil, v'loya gizbar. That's galocha. If the gizbar gives the money to shechani, he's like a shliach, and the gizbar is over the yisamila. If he gave it to a balabas, so the balabas had no right to use it, if the balabas used it, he's over the yisamila. So it says now here, what about, now the question, what about a chenveni? What about if you give money to a storekeeper? So that's the machlekes. That chenveni kabalabayis dibramei. Ramei holds the chenveni doesn't have right to use the money. He doesn't use the money all the time. Only a money exchanger uses the money. But the chenveni also doesn't use the money so much. He has no right to use it. Therefore, if he uses it, he's over the yisamila. We have you do I know chenveni kashachani. No, a chenveni is like a shachani because a lot of times a chenveni storekeeper needs money. He needs the change. So therefore, if the gizbar gave him the money to hold, you know he's going to use it. Now, ad kanatu na lo kamaflagi el demasa v'chenveni kashachani. One of the chenveni is like the shachani, that you had permission to use it. Umasa v'chenveni kamalabayis, that you did not have permission to use it. Ah, but the kuliyam, everybody agrees though, im hoitzim ol, that if they used the money, whatever they did with it, the sale took place, and therefore they're over the yisamila. So who you see by mecher, if you use money of hegdish to buy something, the sale takes place, therefore it's called yatzal chulin. So Gemara says, I'll tell you, Rabbi Meya lidvar Rabbi Yehuda koma. Rabbi Meya is only saying this halacha rova in the words according to Rabbi Yehuda. Lididi, according to me, Rabbi Meya alone, im hoitzi nami loy mol, no, he holds that the sale does not take place, it's a negach tois. Even if you spend some money, it's a negach tois. But shaydid, nobody wants to use money, shal hegdish, the mechir is bottle. Elul didach, but only according to you, Rabbi Yehuda, you say it in mekana shanisha b'shaydid, the kedushin is chal. Because you say it's yotzal chulin, and then nicha with it. So if so, oida lemiyush, the greet to me over a miyum, the chenveni kabalabayas. I want you to greet to me at least when you give the money to a chenveni, it's like the balabas that he didn't have a right to use it, and therefore that the balabas, the chenveni is over the yisamila, not the shechani. V'yomalei, Rabbi Yehuda said back, no, like the shechani. I hold the svar of the balabas, that the chenveni is like the shechani. Because when the gizbar gave the money to the storekeeper, you know a storekeeper needs money, so it's normal for him to use the money. So he's using the money by shlichus of the gizbar. Therefore, the gizbar is over the yistamila. I call upon there wouldn't be a kasha to Rabbi Meir.